So call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. That number again is 800-515-6309.
Back into cloudy sky out there, and it is some areas that are, have some outlying areas of some fog. So if you're traveling out there here in central Illinois, our temperature right now at 70 degrees here in central Illinois. Coming up, a lady that I've known for quite a few years, and we always go through those times of grieving and losing a loved one. She has really put forth a great effort in remembering her son. A drug overdose awareness walk will be coming up August the 28th. Sue Tisdale's with us. And one of the things when we talk about it, Sue, and we talked about losing loved ones and overcoming those, it's one of those things that you've really thrown yourself into a lot of things to with drug addiction, overdose, and a lot of different things that I know that you and your family really had to go through in regards to those type of things. And I appreciate you coming in, because it's a lot of times difficult in talking about that, but I know this is something that means a great deal to you in regards to that. Scoot right up there. And tell us a bit about the event, and this is going to be the second annual event, and tell us a little bit about the event, where it's going to take place.
Good morning, Leon. Yeah. And thank you for having me here this morning. We started this walk last year. I say we, my daughter and I, after my son died from an opiate drug overdose. He battled with an opiate drug addiction for nearly 13 years, since his sophomore year in high school. So a lot of the times this starts at an early age. The event that we hold provides drug overdose awareness, education about overdose and about drug addiction, and how this has become an epidemic, not just nationally, but also locally. We're also focusing on some prevention measures and trying to bring local resources to the community to help with this. Saving lives, of course, is our number one priority. Any and all proceeds from our event will support local drug addiction prevention. Addiction and overdose affects everyone. Mm-hmm. This is a health epidemic. There are drug overdose is the leading cause now of accidental death. Supersedes even auto accidents. 130 individuals die every day from drug overdose. This is amazing to me that many are affected. You take the 130 individuals daily that die from this and consider the families and friends that are affected by that also.
You know, one of the things that I know that you find out that you think that sometimes you are the only individual that this happens to, right? I mean, when it first happens, you're thinking, why doesn't anybody else kind of speak up about this? And then you find out that there are other families who have dealt with it and are still dealing with cases like this, right?
Yes, that's correct. And that's another part of this walk, is to stop that silence and mm-hmm. to bring those families and that together. To talk about it, you may help another individual.
Stronger the voice makes a difference, right?
Correct.
Yeah, in regards to that. So when you put this event on, and I know you do a lot of things, but it's a great deal of not only memorializing, but education. You know, those are kind of the combinations with this, right?
That's correct. Education is essential. A lot of the stigma and false thoughts about addiction and about overdose are based upon the uneducated mm-hmm. portion. We will actually provide a variety of speakers that are very educated in drug addiction and have dealt with overdose directly. From our featured speaker, Tim Ryan, who is from the Chicago area. He is a recovered addict. He also is a parent that lost his mm-hmm. son to overdose. We'll also have drug addiction professionals and treatment professionals that are going to provide information and resources for those that are interested, local law enforcement, and local individuals that are from this area that have been affected directly by drug addiction and overdose.
You look at us, and I think sometimes we think because we live in rural area and we live in these things, we're kind of immune from these type of things, but that's not the case at all, is it? Statistics tell us differently, right? The numbers, cases involved here who are probably reported at ERs and a lot of different things, right?
That's correct. Locally, Fulton County alone, and we are very rural, mm-hmm. has experienced a minimum of 13 drug overdose deaths in 2015, and this
just in 2015,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean that to me, that tells me the whole story. You know that this is something that the needs addressed and the needs to find out. And I know that's why you continue to push forward with the walk and the work you do there. I know you have some other local groups that are set up. We'll talk a bit about that. The mayor's even going to offer, again, the city council has a proclamation will be coming up. Tell us a bit about that. That's going to be on Tuesday, right?
Yes, we will appear at the city council meeting. The mayor is going to present us with a proclamation bringing forward and letting the community know that the city of Canton is in support of our walk, our event, and the fact that we're trying to educate and help individuals locally with addiction.
You know, you look at it, and we always say it's always a constant battle, day to day, the addicts, the people who deal with us on an everyday basis. Then lo and behold, we see that now the resurgence of heroin here in the Fulton County, Peoria area, and those particular type of things. And that to me, would send off a great deal of an alarm to say, you know what? This needs addressed. There has to be some. I know there's a number of task forces, there's a number of ones that are, you know, trying to battle this and handle this, right?
Yes. Local law enforcement, county and city levels are working with a variety of other local law enforcement agencies, actually. We just attended a coalition committee meeting with the Peoria city mayor and a group of individuals mm-hmm. from the community there that are working with all local law enforcement in trying to battle the heroin epidemic. Heroin is now as easily obtained on the streets as mm-hmm. marijuana
yeah.
at this point. It's affordable for an addict and easily obtained.
You mentioned easily obtained, and I think that's probably the key thing. You always think of in terms of younger people having access to this. There's no doubt that the dealer is a prime target in a lot of these kind of situations, but a lot of these cases begin with maybe the kind of a minor type of maybe they had an injury or something that they had. They get all of a sudden prescription drugs, and the smaller kind of the issues really begin with the addict and their problems, right?
Yes. Most drug addicts have 70% actually have began their addiction with a prescription drug. I mentioned opiates.
Mm-hmm.
Opiates are drugs such as oxycodone, hydrocodone, Vicodin,
mm-hmm.
Demerol, methadone, and even heroin. Once the individual depletes their prescription, pain medication prescription, a lot of those in turn step up and move on to heroin or another variety of opiates.
What when you were going through the situation with your son and what are resources that are available for people? And I know you're working on helping in those particular areas. I know by talking to you a couple of different times now, those are definitely those areas of the preventions and things like that. You are really working hard at in helping other families have some avenues for some help there.
Right. At the current moment, we are very limited in Fulton County for drug addiction mm-hmm. Resources, whether it's professional or even on an individual level, counseling and so on. We have a lot of professionals and support that is coming from Peoria area that actually will be attending our walk. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of information that I can pass along to individuals, resources to get help, to possibly save another's life.
I know that you do training for the Narcon. Tell us a bit about that, and maybe if people have not heard of this, and the importance that this is, and the prevention and helping with overdose.
Yes, my daughter and I are both trained to distribute naloxone under a physician's prescription. Narcan, also known as naloxone, is an opiate overdose reversal drug. Any of those prescriptions or medications that I listed earlier, if someone is overdosing from any of those, and if this is injected in a timely manner, when I say timely, as quick as possible, it can actually reverse the opiate and save someone's life.
Now, with this training and I guess the use of this, is it widely used in our area with, again, with medical personnel who maybe arrive on a scene or a call to a home or are taken even into ERs in regards to that? What's kind of the balance there?
Currently, the Fulton County Ambulance, those EMTs are all carrying naloxone, and they have used it numerous times in this county. Law enforcement, city and county are looking into equipping their cars, their vehicles, with naloxone, and I believe you'll be seeing that in the near future.
Are you seeing a maybe I'm trying to find an easy way to mention this. Are you finding a fight for this in stopping some of this, or are people more open to see this being a part of helping in certain cases?
With the naloxone, there's been a little bit of confusion and, of course, different input about it. By carrying naloxone and providing naloxone, it does not condone drug usage. Basically, this is a lifesaver.
Right.
And it needs to get into the hands of those that are actually using opiate drugs on a regular basis. Who better to save another's life than the ones that are using together? Or a family member that the user resides with.
Absolutely.
To be equipped and ready.
Are the sources for rehab in regards to a lot of these different cases when they're going through this, are they available and are they quite expensive? Are they something that is taking care of some insurance issues? I mean, I know you run into those difficulties as well, right?
Most definitely. That's one of the biggest hurdles for someone with an addiction that's trying to get help. Availability to get, first of all, to treatment. A lot of the local rehabilitation, whether it's inpatient or outpatient, are full. For inpatient treatment, there is a waiting list at most local facilities. There are means of getting in on emergency cases and so on. This is something that we're hoping that the recent CARA Act that the government, federal government, just elected into play, that will help ease up some of the bed availability for inpatient and also bring more resources for treatment, counseling, whatever the case may be, to the rural areas as well.
Absolutely. One of the things we wanted to talk with Sue today is about a local group that she is also, and it's kind of a combination of what in Peoria as well, they have GRASP. And tell us a bit about what the significance of GRASP is.
GRASP is an internationally known group. GRASP stands for Grief Recovery After Substance Passing. This is a local support group that we have initiated and started in full swing. This is for individuals that have lost a loved one to drug or alcohol abuse, overdose. We meet twice a month on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. And we meet at the Covenant Fellowship here in Canton, right next to Walmart, 6 p.m. And you can contact me if you had any further questions or any inquiries.
I know that Jessica, your daughter, has really been instrumental with you in pushing forward to this. And it's something that you haven't just stood on the sideline and kind of went into hiding in regards to that. You've been full force and getting a lot of this information. I know the walk means a great deal to your family and a lot of other folks that you've come in contact here. Kind of recap again the date and the location, and if anybody has any questions, if they'd like to participate or anything like that.
August 28th, it's a Sunday, the last Sunday, I believe, of August. The walk begins at 1 p.m. This is a memorial walk. However, we are focusing this on mostly education, talking to people, providing local resources. We will do a one-lap memorial walk, and we will have photos of those that locally that have lost their lives to overdose. We invite everyone to come out and enjoy the afternoon with us. And if you have any questions or are interested in participating, you can contact me at 309-267-5995. We also have an event page on Facebook, the second annual Drug Overdose Awareness Walk.
All right. So we always appreciate it. I know it, in talking with this, it heals and moves forward in our discussion about drug overdose and people who fight a battle every day. And it's tough not only the individual who goes to this, but their families and everybody involved. And always appreciate it coming in. I know we'll have you back in August leading up to that event. But again, thanks for all the work that you do, part of this. Jessica as well. We'll give her a little credit there as well. I know that she's right there with you in regards to this. So we appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. And let's move forward in this. And let's continue to strike back because this is one that when you have the number of deaths here, 15 in 2015, that's an incredible number. So we appreciate that. Thanks, Stu.
Thank you, Leon.
More coming up as we continue right here on Tuned In.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, and this is your home for AgriTalk in Fulton County on AM 1560 WBZ.